In a city where hotel rooms go for several hundred dollars a night, a new lodge offers a cheap alternative. But it might not be for everybody. It's a little off the beaten path, and it's a bit rocky. John Kalish reports on a floating hotel in the Rockaways.
The Bogsville Botel in Far Rockaway is a bit funky. It consists of five abandoned boats that are tied together on a makeshift dock in an inlet off Jamaica Bay. One is a houseboat that's more than 40 years old. The others are all fiberglass motorboats around 30 feet long. Candles and flashlights provide light at night because the boats don't have electricity. The surroundings include a public housing project and a school bus graveyard. The Botel's builder and manager is 29-year-old Constance Hockaday. She stood on a floating platform that four of the boats are tied to.
They're all tied up next to each other, and they're all facing with their stern in towards the larger platform so that people can sit on the backs of the boats and watch a movie on this screen right here.
Yes, the Botel has an 8-foot by 12-foot movie screen. 10 years ago, Hockaday became passionate about zany maritime institutions after falling in with the Floating Neutrinos, a bohemian family who sailed a houseboat made of junk across the Atlantic to Ireland. She is so inspired by a 19th-century West Coast madam who presided over a floating bordello that she named one of the vessels in the Botel after her.
I did throw around the idea for a second of creating a floating brothel, but I don't know if I'm quite madam material.
Hockaday grew up in Texas and went to graduate school in Oregon. She got much of the lumber used in renovating the boats and the docks from dumpsters and worked with a crew of volunteers over the last month to finish the Botel with basically no budget.
Some of the biggest work that we did was actually just getting them to float, putting them on cranes, lowering them in the water, finding out that they leak like all hell, pulling them out of the water, finding where the leak is, taking off the parts that are leaking and plugging them up, sealing them, this and that. I mean, that was probably the bulk of the work.
The Botel is not licensed as a hotel. Hockaday stresses that it's an art project, not a business, and that the $50 paid per night is a donation for an art event. Some building materials were donated with the assistance of the Long Island City-based arts group Flux Factory. The old boats were given to Hockaday by the owner of the marina, Ari Zablosky, who has a ton of fiberglass motorboat hulls that are costly to dispose of.
People abandon their boats very quickly. Once the engine is gone, they're basically worthless, so whoever owns them usually just dumps them on the marina.
Some of the neighbors are not so keen on the idea. David Giles, who lives in the neighborhood, says the notion of boats being used as a hotel is not a good one.
That's wrong. That's unsafe. Old boats for motels, very unsafe.
They're charging $50 a night.
All I can say is something needs to be done about that.
What would you say if I told you that they're completely sold out for most of July?
I'll say that they've got great business.
But for some New Yorkers, this is the perfect summer refuge. The whole concept appeals to Rob Brin, a 34-year-old musician who sublet his apartment in Williamsburg and is spending the summer in an abandoned boat he's renovating on an adjacent dock.
You know, the economy being what it is, this is a vacation spot that's a subway right away, and there's not a lot of housing here. You know, there's not a lot of short-term housing. So the fact that they have a thing that people can come down here and get acquainted with this place, I think is great.
The Bogsville Botel is open Thursday through Saturday until Labor Day. Constance Hockaday isn't certain whether the Botel will be back next summer. For WNYC, I'm John Kalish.